This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The agonizing wait for the safe return of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie has now shifted into a high-stakes financial standoff as the Monday 5 p.m. ransom deadline has now officially expired. The Bitcoin wallet, allegedly designated for the ransom, remains empty, with the publicly viewable balance at zero and zero transactions recorded following the passage of the final ultimatum. As the search takes a devastating step backward, Savannah Guthrie has released a gripping new video message pivoting from the kidnappers to the general public. In this second heartbreaking broadcast, Savannah pleads for help in what she describes as the family's, quote, hour of desperation, end quote. Listen.
We believe our mom is still out there. We need your help. Law enforcement is working tirelessly around the clock, trying to bring her home, trying to find her. She was taken and we don't know where. So I'm coming on just to ask you, not just for your prayers, but no matter where you are, even if you're far from Tucson, if you see anything, if you hear anything, if there's anything at all that seems strange to you, that you report to law enforcement. We are at an hour of desperation.
The desperate plea for nationwide prayers comes as the family fears the investigation has stalled after their previous "we will pay" promise to the captors was met with total silence. The family remained prepared to meet the $6 million Bitcoin demand to secure the release of the matriarch, who was violently snatched from her Tucson, Arizona home in the early morning hours of February 1st. The alleged kidnappers demanded the millions be sent to a specific cryptocurrency wallet address and included an or-else ultimatum that promised, quote, more serious consequences, end quote, if the second deadline is ignored. The prior ransom note set two deadlines, February 5th and 9th. Despite the passage of these critical windows, investigators have yet to receive a proof-of-life confirmation, fueling national anxiety as Nancy's health hangs in the balance without her vital pacemaker medications. The investigation took a gritty turn on Sunday as detectives were spotted opening a manhole cover to search a septic tank behind Nancy's home, using long poles to probe the waste system for discarded evidence or remains. This followed a major forensic sweep on Friday, where agents used ladders to scale the roof. A vigilant neighbor tipped off investigators after noticing the roof appeared suspiciously pristine and white despite recent heavy rains, leading police to seize a hidden wired camera that had been overlooked in previous searches. The probe also returned to Annie's home late Saturday night, where investigators were seen leaving the residence carrying several bags of evidence after a brief 5-minute sweep of the interior. Annie and her husband, Tommaso Cioni, were the last people to see Nancy alive. They shared a final dinner and games with her on Saturday night before dropping her off at 9:48 p.m., just hours before her pacemaker app reportedly disconnected at 2:28 a.m. from her Apple Watch, which was left behind at the crime scene. Additionally, FBI teams are now scouring surveillance footage from a Circle K on Oracle Road, just a half mile from daughter Annie's home, after a tip ID'd a vehicle of interest at the gas station. On Friday, the tension spiked when staff at local station KOLD were left alarmed by a second message from the captors, which appeared to be a response to the family's earlier requests for proof of life. Despite the massive mobilization, Sheriff Chris Nanos admitted there are still no named suspects or persons of interest. The investigation has been crippled by the fact that the home's doorbell camera failed to record the abduction because the subscription had expired and there is a total lack of usable footage from the home. Anyone with information is urged to please contact the Pima County Sheriff's Department at 520-351-4900 or the FBI tip line 1-800-CALL-FBI. A $50,000 reward is being offered for information leading to Nancy's safe return. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.